4 Charlie Echo Foxtrot. KO4CM. Mobile.
We'll see what we can do with it. Probably text Ed or Ken and see if they'd participate with us.
Has got his is an inverted V, and I think that's why we could hear him, you know, pretty decently, because his has got some of the same characteristics. Hold up, let me hop out of here. Andrew, man, I hope you get a couple today, at least one, take home with you. So have fun, stay safe out there, and enjoy it. And we'll catch up with you either over the weekend or Monday morning. And, Mike, I'll see you when you get in. KK4POT.
Freeze to you. Have fun at work, and y'all have fun this weekend.
Shortly, KK4NXC. Where are you going hunting, Andrew?
Union, right past Rose Hill.
That's right. You told me that yesterday or the day before.
Well, that sounds good. Well, I hope you headed there now. I'm a buddy right now, and then we're going to head on down.
Hill, I hope you harvest something nice.
Damn, either that or I get some good sleep. Either one I'm good with.
Been one for sleeping, not that I hadn't wanted to sleep, but just the moment I start to doze off, I think that's when they step out.
I figure I'll have past me when I fall asleep in the woods.
A rifle.
A couple years back, I bought a DPMS 308 caliber. I like it. I had to replace my old Winchester rifle because the firing pin was hitting the primer. I actually went off one time getting ready to go in the woods.
I'm thinking dangerous. Does that got the, is your DPMS, does it got the stainless steel barrel?
No, stainless steel barrel. Actually, it was the, I think it was Oracle, if I remember the correct terminology for it when I bought it. It's not a long, long barrel, but it works really good. I like it.
One with the stainless steel, which was more of a, like a bull barrel. That thing was heavy. But I replaced that with a M1A, and I really like that gun. It's got the stainless steel. I like stainless steel barrels just for the maintenance aspect of it.
The rifles with a stainless steel barrel.
Steel rust, well, not pure stainless, but those barrels have other metals in them. I mean, you still have to take care of them, but they're not near as much headache. I used to live down on a river, northern Greenville County, and I had to stay on top of my guns. I said, I had really nice browning that the bolt rusted shut sitting in the gun cabinet. I mean, the humidity was really bad up there anyway, but, yeah, I like stainless for the maintenance aspect of it.
Yes, it's just all black, even the barrel and everything, so most of the time I just wipe it down and then clean it up after the season's over.
They're pretty resilient. I think that's coated, to be weather resistant.
I've had it now. I've been well pleased with it.
Those are good guns.
Good too.
They're valued. That's one nice thing about them.
Woods this year?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to hunt there. I'm going to hunt at the house. I'm trying to get my grandson to sit out there with me. And he's actually hunting with an AR this year. Platform. And then I'm going to try to go to Jalapa. Maybe one Saturday you can hook up with us and we'll go down to Jalapa and hunt.
Interesting. I might be willing to do that.
Some pretty nice deer down there. There's, of course, you know, down in that area, there's deer everywhere you turn.
For ID. Yeah, I agree. I mean, you get down in those areas and they're just everywhere.
not really, I don't know if you can call it hunting or not. You just more or less wait.
Yes, although I'm not always that lucky.
Okay, I'm 48B.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Fine. I'm in the midst of doing my apartments, but I just wanted to come in and tell everybody good morning, and send 73 to everybody's way in case I miss them when I get done.
I'm already off. Andrew's out there, and 73 to you, my friend.
Over to Ken, and y'all have a good one, and Andrew, I hope you get a nice big old buck. And then I will catch y'all hopefully now in a little bit. So KM4 and AP clear.
KO4CN.
4TFW Mobile.
Good, John. Happy Friday.
I got to work. Andrew gets to go hunting. I guess you got to work too, don't you?
Yeah, I got to work. I got to work about 4 hours tomorrow also. Grandkids to that Denver Downs.
Wow, they went yesterday, man.
Oh, man, how was it?
Oh, dude, those kids had a blast. They did the zip line and the rope course, and they did the corn maze, and Grandma went with them, and she said they had a blast.
Susan was thinking about taking the kids down there on Sunday. Must be 8, 6, 8, 7, and 6 or something like that.
Yeah, that's perfect. They'll love it.
And we got to go over to Susan's dad's house. It's his birthday.
Thank you guys for throwing his stuff away.
You know, I don't know if he's mad at her or not. I don't think so.
Well, I'd be mad.
It just is hard to go over there, the condition that the house is in.
You know, my father-in-law, I had a couple of junk cars sitting around. Those cars I bought and drove to the house. I mean, good golly, give me a break. And I had, well, her dad came down. This place looks like a junkyard. And after he left, 3 or 4 days went by, and I came home, and all them cars were gone. And I said, what happened to the cars? She goes, I had them hauled out of here. Place looked like a junkyard. And, I mean, I had a 460 engine with a, I had a Lincoln Continental sitting there that I had for the engine and the transmission. And a couple others that I had for, I was going to, cannibalize and sell parts off of and then sell them to the, you know, scrap. But she paid a guy to come tow them.
The initiative to clean it up, that ain't going to happen over here.
I was mad for about 3 days.
And more of them?
I did buy one or two more, but I explained to her why I had them and the value that was in them. She was okay. I mean, I understand where she's coming from. I mean, it did have the yard junked up.
Moving away from the repeater, y'all have a good one. 73's to you. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.
Come back with a good story. We'll catch up with you next week. Take care. Be safe. Be careful. KK4 and XZ.
73, KN4 TFW.
That ought to be going.
He wasn't going hunting, was he?
Oh, yeah.
Good weekend coming up for it. Starting to turn cool. They should be moving around, right?
I would think so. Tonight is supposed to be 39 degrees.
It was foggy out, but it doesn't look foggy here.
Fog in Dacusville, but if it's going to be foggy. That's where I'll hit it. I'm on Whitehorse Road. I'm not. Yeah, it's clear over here.
Bottom down here where the, what is it, Tadpoles Fish Camp or something, and down here by the creek, and that, now it's really foggy.
Blue line area anyway, ain't it?
Yeah, roger.
Market over there?
No, it's all gone. I think it all moved over there to that one out there by BMW, the barnyard. On the road this morning for some reason.
Head down here.
Yesterday I picked up some U-bolts. There was six or seven police officers had a car stopped on the interstate.
A high value target.
I guess they were everywhere.
U-bolt.
Up at Carson's. Normally I order them from, because they were for pipe, I ordered them from Hajoka, but they were late, so I ended up getting them over there at Carson's in Spartanburg.
Under U-bolts, were they?
1-inch pipe, so they were probably 3.5 on the ID, and I think it had the rod itself was 3/8.
We have our U-bolts made. The company next to us called Spring Service, but we're using 5/8 and 3/4 and 1-inch rod.
U-bolt.
It's a suspension that's to hold the springs onto the axles. To get together and do some hunting together this year, KK4 and XZ.
That sounds good. I like that.
Just one up there near you that just ain't covered up with people?
Really don't know of any. Property up in Westminster, but man, it's rough.
Like about the Greenwood or McCormick, Clinton, and Jalapa down in that area. It's flat. I mean, if you dispatch a deer down there, you ain't got to drag it up no hills.
Property picked up another 30 acres right next to it. A deer stand up there. I'm guessing maybe it's still there.
Saying, down in the hollow there, the squirrels that need to see that out of this year.
Come around the point.
Good morning, Al. Yeah, doing well for a Friday.
Fridays aren't the best in the world.
Good day, Al. It's almost 6 o'clock.
Coffee and took all my pills and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, transmission's pretty clear this morning.
Probably gets hot. Power down, because if I do, you won't hear me.
You're ill, ain't you? Unhailed, aren't you?
I'm trying to hook up to 706. You just got to do a little reprogramming, and it'll give us 30 watts to work with.
It's the handheld that gets hot and cuts out.
Yeah, just got to put I may have to put a cap on the power supply. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to play with it. I don't know if the file, the part of the file got water for HF or not when the cable shorted. I don't know that, but I know the 706 will work. You just got to reprogram it.
I'll catch you guys later. I'm destinated. I gotta get in and get this day started. 7-3s to everybody. Ken, have a great day at work. Al, be careful, be safe. And we'll catch you guys next week. KK4NXE, clear on your final.
You have an awesome day, and I'll catch you over the weekend or on Monday. KN4TFW.
quick stunt. We get an antenna, I got about 20 feet of collect. I was going to get a piece of angle iron to stick the mag mount on and just clamp it to the gutter with a C-clamp and just run it to the feed through. And with the 706, I'll bet you we can run it. Through is right above the gutter, and the 25 feet of cable I got for in the shop in the house will go over to the radio bench. So if I clean the radio bench off, we should have good cable to go there. The worst thing that might have to happen there is we might have to re-solder a connector. Your paper route there.
Hey, this is Ken. I'm about 10 minutes out.
This morning.
Been running late for a couple of weeks on him now.
It's really disappointing to hear about newspapers going out of business. That's really sad. People don't know how to read and write anymore. They don't even know how to do math anymore without using a computer to do it.
Yeah, you're definitely right about that.
That's from our stupid educators. They're too lazy to teach the kids the right way to do it. Because a lot of my friends are teachers. But the new system just doesn't work. I'll do that handbook so I get someone to read a little bit. So I can design that file for that transmitter. So I've got the... A friend of mine sent me a 1962 edition of the amateur handbook, which has a good tube handle and charts and all the kind of things that you can't find today.
Read it. Is it in Braille?
I'll pick out the tubes I'm going to use, and I'll have someone read me. I'll copy down a schematic where I design it, and I'll breadboard it. The only thing is, I might have to wind the coil, tank coils, and all that stuff. Some stuff I'm sure I can buy. For a driver, for the sideband stuff, I'm going to buy one of those little cheapo kits that they sell. I don't solder one together for you know, the ones that the real low power sideband transmitters, they're little kits and chips, and you build them on a circuit board so you can run to get the sideband portion of the signal and then amplify it up to drive the 64L with it.
Can't get out of my league there.
Well, I just gotta learn how to solder. A friend of mine is gonna help me with some of it. I'm gonna breadboard the thing. I'll have to call HRO, she's got them cheap kits. One for 80, one for 40, because those are the two bands on sideband I'm mostly going to use. If I want to play with AM, I'll play with 80 meters on AM, which I got that covered. I wish I didn't sell, well, I got the 706 too. But I don't want to drive the amplifier with the 706. I don't want to do that. I want to drive it with something with tubes so if I blow something up, I'm not hurting my good transmitter. If you drive a linear with a solid-state transmitter, make sure you use good protection circuitry for the transmitter you're driving it with. I made a switching circuit and tried using an electronic relay. That didn't work out too well. Antenna, that might be a good idea. I just realized I have my finger rested on the antenna connector. That's probably a good idea.
It was a lot better.
What's that? I had my finger on the outside of the connector. Maybe it messed up where the coils and the antenna. My finger was there. You're probably hearing me okay now.
KN4TFW.
I need to get back on HF. I gotta call HRO and see if I can buy a cheap antenna that we can throw on a gutter or on the tower or something. A cheap vertical. Well, locally, verticals don't do real well. good close-in signal, but you guys will still hear me in Simpsonville and all over on sideband, on the sideband that you guys will probably, with a decent signal, you'll hear me when I check in, probably. 20 dB difference between a vertical and a horizontal on HF. Almost there. I'm going to say 73s, and I'll catch up with you guys later. KI-4, MLN clear.
All right, 73, Al. Good to talk to you this morning. I'll catch up with you later. KN-4 TFW.
49 clear.